It's time for Treble, my favourite time of the... Well, one of my favourite times of the week. With Quinton. From Australian Traveller and International Traveller magazine. In fact, International Traveller magazine has just celebrated its 50th edition. Who would have thought? Quinton Long's on the line now. G'day, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. Good to be with you, buddy.
Congratulations on International Traveller magazine. We'll talk about that in just a second. Quinton, I want to talk to you about how Google Maps has changed the way we travel. We've come a long, long way, haven't we? Tell me, do you think Google Maps has been a positive or a negative?
I think overall it's been an amazing positive for people and for travellers. But I think the way people use it really could improve. Like most people use it like, get me from A to B. I want to go from here to there. How do I go? And then they walk and then they look down at their phone and they just follow the phone.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is if you look at compared to what we used to do when we used, you know, a paper map or we tried to remember and wandered, is that you were looking up and around and you'd appreciate and see everything around you and you'd get a much better sense. And you look for landmarks, you go, oh, that's going to be near this. And then you look for landmarks, you'd notice it, you'd notice street names. And so you actually had a very different experience. What I think Google Maps has been fantastic at is for people when, like, if I'm catching a taxi from here to there, did they go the shortest route, you know? Like, that sort of stuff is really helpful. So it lays those sort of fears. But it also does, you do lose that idea of wandering and getting lost and looking up and around you. But what I advise people to do, or the way I use Google Maps, is actually slightly different in that because I'm a nerd and I research the hell out of the destinations I'm going to, I will put into a Google map and create my own new, you know, map. So, for example, you know, in January I went to New York, right?
Yes.
I did all my research about all the bars, all the restaurants, all the sites, all the museums. I put them all into a Google map that I called New York City, and they're all pins on this map. And so all I had to do was, when I was wandering around, I open it up and go, what's around me? And that research that I've done is around me so that I can actually go and say, oh, it's just around the corner. I'll go and look at that. Or, you know, here's the restaurant I'm going to that happens to be next to this bar or that sort of stuff. So it actually gave me like a paper map, but not using it for actually directions, but all the points of interest that I wanted to see in my research had showed me.
I think
you know what's even better?
Yeah.
I can share that map with anybody.
Right.
So I text that map to a whole bunch of people. If you're going to New York, here's my list of stuff. And then they can actually see all those points on it as well.
I love that. But if I'm not into what you're into, let's say I wanted to go to certain restaurants and maybe Broadway and then maybe go to and see the New York Knicks. And I wanted to tailor my New York experience around my tastes.
Yes.
Is that easy to do?
Yeah, just save your own map. So it's really simple. You look up a destination, and most people don't realise it, but particularly on desktop, it's easy. You go save... I think it's My Maps or Save to Map. And then you can name the map and then you just save it all there.
Yeah.
And it's really, really simple and easy to do. And I think actually is a great way to do your research and have it in one central place as opposed to lots of, you won't believe this. Do you know what a lot of people do?
Hmm.
They do screenshots of Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they do their research. Me, I start with an Excel sheet and then convert it all over to Google Map.
Yeah. How has Google Maps changed your holiday experience? I'd love to hear from you. Call us 1-333-353 or email us and I'll pass on your thoughts to Quinton. He'd love to read your stories. Quinton, I have some friends who went on, I don't know if you would call it a top of the range price-wise overseas holiday. I've told you the name of the travel organisation and we won't mention them on the air. I think they're middle to top. I'm not sure. You tell me. But the trip was advertised as everything paid for, all transfers, all accommodation, X amount of meals, and all tips taken care of. So they went on the trip, and yet they still felt pressured to tip. What do you do?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Knowing the company you're talking about, I think you're accurate in your description of mid to top.
Yeah.
They do a great job of packaging up, particularly Asia, you know, Japan, China, with airfares. But when you have that in your fine print, which says, you know, gratuities included or tips included, you are absolutely okay not to tip. Okay. So
really?
What happens?
Okay.
Yeah. But what happens is people are just so used to or conditioned to tipping that they'll just add a tip on because they feel guilty. And so
that's right.
And that's guilt is the problem. And that's what's driving and making those decisions.
So when you go on a tour, it's an organized tour, and it says all gratuities or tips included, don't feel guilty. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that, but it's do as I say, not as I do, because I go on a few cruises and often they'll say gratuities included, you know, tips included. I'll still tip a few people, not everybody. I just tip a lot less.
You know, the whole tipping topic is another interview for us, okay?
Oh, mate, it's a can of worms in Australia, and it's really, really unfortunate. But Australians hate it, and I understand why, but we have to get over it and understand that the world, particularly in the US, you got to tip.
You know, as I say, it's a separate chat for you and me. We'll have to dedicate one morning just on tipping, because Australians hate tipping because they feel, why should I have to? I should only tip when the service is exemplary. And yet here in Australia, where our wages are a lot better than the United States, our hospitality workers still expect to be tipped as well.
That's true. Yeah, that's another story. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, another story.
They expect to be tipped a lot less, let's be honest. It's not 20%.
What do we tip here?
Rounding up. Depends on the meal, depends on a whole heap of stuff. Rounding up, 5-10%.
And I tell you what, now that more and more people aren't carrying cash, the tips are down, because once upon a time, you'd hand over some cash and you just say, keep the change, maybe.
Have you done that whole, like, I've gone to pay and then I've paid and I've gone, but I couldn't tip you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, sorry, I don't have any cash to tip you now. So sorry, mate, you missed out. Anyway.
Quinton, I saw a bloke. I've told my audience this. There was a bloke begging. Homeless bloke. He was just outside the McDonald's up the main road here at Triple M Central, and he had a big cardboard sign.
Yeah.
And his sign said, "I have FPOS."
Yes, which is great.
He's a homeless beggar with FPOS facilities. And you watch, it's only a matter of time until all the buskers do too. Because
Salvation Army guy is at the station every morning when I get on the train. He has one.
Yeah, that's right. They used to go into the pubs on Fridays with a little wooden box. Now they go in with an FPOS machine.
Always got both, but anyway,
it's a new world. The 50th edition of International Traveller Magazine. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. It's been an absolute journey. I've loved every moment of it. It's been amazing to experience. You know what's really lovely about the International Traveller product is it actually came from a customer. So I once answered the phone.
Yeah, go on.
A subscriber for Australian Traveller. And unusually, it was a guy. And he said, hey, I want to renew my subscription. I want to renew for 2 years. This is back in 2011. And I said, all right, that'll be, I think it was $124.95 back then for 12 issues over 2 years. And he goes, is that all you've got? And I went, yeah, we only do Australian travel. He goes, oh, that's a shame because, we do travel overseas. And I was like, oh, right. And he goes, well, mate, I'd really love it if you guys could do what you do for Australia, but do it for overseas.
Yeah.
And that's where the idea started. So, as always, it was the customers, giving us, listening to your customers and listen to what they want and what you're doing well for them was the place where all the magic started. So it's been a great journey and I've loved every moment.
Well, I hope you had a great night the other night. And listen, you take care of yourself. Love talking to you every week. And we will talk again soon. If you missed my chat with Quinton, please recommend it to your friends. It's a separate clip on our podcast, The Night Shift Triple M, on the Listener app. Quinton Long, the founder of International Traveller Magazine and Australian Traveller Magazine. Good stuff, buddy. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Lovely to speak with you. Have a great weekend.